Ah.
Hearing that tune, that means we're going back in time, folks. Johnny Rabbit with us. Hello, Johnny Rabbit. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning, Stuart, and thank you so much. Nice to hear Frankie Avalon. Today, we travel in time to visit the smoky, foggy, rainy day of Friday, April 24th, 1953. We'll start at Grand and Olive as an eastbound Haudenbaum streetcar glides by with bell clanging at the same time as those 16th-century Spanish bells from the college church a block away. Well, I see by Smith Jeweler's sidewalk pedestal clock, it's 3 p.m., almost time for a yellow and black Post-Dispatch delivery truck to toss out a wired-tied bundle of the five-star edition. Until 51, a green and black St. Louis Star-Times van would have done the same thing. From there, they were printed at their imposing stone-faced building at 12th and Delmar. That's between the Post-Dispatch building at 12th and Olive and the Globe-Democrat building at 12th and Franklin. Sad to say, Star Times folded 2 years ago. In case you came in late, the 12th Street is now today's Tucker downtown. In 53, former Star Times topper L.Z. Roberts Jr. is concentrating on his radio duo, KXOK, AM and FM. Plus, he's filed to start a TV station. It would never happen. At this time, KSD-TV was our only television station. But WTVI, Channel 54 Belleville, was going to go on the air in August, and KACY, Channel 14 Festus, would be on the air before the end of 53. It only lasted, though, for 5 months. Back when Prom Magazine's Julian Miller was in the advertising game, handling Hyde Park beer, he had the honor of being in the KXOK AM studio the day the station signed on the air September 29th, 1938. Here in 53, the faltering KXOK FM has its studio 17 floors above my head here at Grand and Olive in the 22-story Continental Life Building, 3615 Olive. They're transmitting antennas attached to the metal tower on top of the 1930 skyscraper. That tower was designed by the building's owners, Edmund and Drusilla Mays, to have a beacon and a dirigible docking port on it. Well, the beacon was used, but dirigibles never docked. In 53, the building is home of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri and the Falstaff Brewing Corporation. That puts the beer bosses in sniffing distance to their closest brewery at 3684 Forest Park Boulevard. Since here in 53, most folks don't have FM receivers, KXOK FM struck a deal with the public service company that all the firm's buses and streetcars would play the station from little beige round speakers along the length of the ceiling of each of the buses or streetcars. Well, with that, KXOK FM had a captive and easily measurable audience, providing some amusement, too, for the passengers, even though there were invasion of privacy complaints and even lawsuits. Another problem is that the starts and stops of the vehicles and at times the bumpy rides jiggled the tubes loose. Engineers were kept way too busy keeping the speakers speaking. Well, I'm yanked out of my reveries by 16. The newsboy we introduced you to last week, he waves me over and asks me to watch as Cremo's cigar box of coins and his stack of horse racing tout sheets. He wants to drop in down the block and Grand Augusta Fruiter's produce store. That was also a bookie shop, so he could get his customers into some West Coast pony action. While he's away, I mimic Arthur Godfrey and KMOX and CBS by singing the Cremo cigar song. They sold three for a dime. What a deal. It seemed to go over well, at least with the pigeons that flocked on that corner. 16 is back in minutes. I send myself over to Ben Garibaldi's Buffet. That's the one in the 3500 block of Olive, east of Grant, for a roast beef on Lickhalter rye bread. Before I mosey east by the Knights of Columbus building, then past one of our town's smallest streets, West End Place, I stop into Sports Bowl Bowling Alley. That building was first called the Dreamland Ballroom, then in 1915 became the Arcadia, and in 1938 renamed Toontown. It was home to many big band radio broadcasts and KMOX with bands like Stan Kenton and Count Basie. Hey, big ones, too. Toontown, that Saturday teen dance lesson. Every teen in town was there. The fitfully resting horseradish and beef on my stomach sends me up to Grand for a bromo seltzer at the Walgreens soda fountain in the Metropolitan Building. And then I'll be off for some marzipan at the Hers Candy Shop at the corner of Grand and Washington in the University Club Building. On this date of April 24th, 53, baseball was a hot topic since Gussie Bush and A.B. had rescued the Cardinals for St. Louis just 2 months ago. They also bought Sportsman's Park. And, well, even though AB owned the team, the 1953 season is sponsored by Grazedick Brothers Beer. No change in the Cards announcers. The lineup is Harry Carey, Stretch Miller, and Gus Mancuso. On the other hand, it seemed a safe bet that Bill Veeck's St. Louis Browns would desert St. Louis, possibly for Milwaukee, where they came from 52 years earlier when they were the Milwaukee Brewers. A number of moneyed locals, such as Sidney Solomon, tried hard to keep the team here, but we know they flew off to the Baltimore area to be the Birds. Those Birds were the Orioles. Next Sunday on KMOX, we'll take you to the 70s. Then on Tuesday, September 23rd for Oasis, I'll present Growing Up in St. Louis Over the Years. It's at the Clayton Recreation Center. It starts at 10:15, new time. But right now, it's our distinguished honor to listen to what Stuart has to say. Whoa, there he is now. Welcome back, Stuart McMillan.
I am extinguished. Thank you so much. I feel like a fire hydrant right now. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Great. Love it. Top of the hour, CBS News and the latest from KMOX News as well, and our continued chat with Denny Foster still ahead.